Pennsylvania could get hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government in the next decade to clean up thousands of oil and gas wells left behind by conventional drillers. Last year, the legislature passed a law to govern that money. But former Governor Tom Wolf says the law could lead to more problems. He let the measure become law without signing it, and in response, ordered a review of how well drillers are following the state's rules to protect health and the environment. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt reports the analysis is now out, and it shows most drillers are ignoring regulations.
The Department of Environmental Protection says more than half of conventional operators failed to report how much gas they pulled from the ground and whether their equipment is safe over the last 5 years. And inspectors found more than 3,000 newly abandoned wells. That means companies stopped pulling gas from the wells but didn't plug them. The agency calls the findings troubling. The Environmental Defense Fund's Adam Peltz is not surprised.
It's kind of an emergency if you have regularly 60% non-compliance on reporting and mechanical integrity assessments. There's 100,000 conventional wells. That's a lot of wells we don't know about, and that's pretty scary.
Conventional drilling is different from the fracking boom. Conventional wells are drilled vertically. They generally produce less and are shallower than unconventional fracked wells, which can stretch horizontally through rock to reach gas deposits. Drillers can be families that own a couple of wells or large companies with thousands of wells. They've been in business since 1859 and drilled for almost a century before the state set any rules. Democratic State Representative Greg Vitale says that long history gives the industry influence in Harrisburg.
The conventional industry has closer connections with individual legislators, and they really have been protected at every turn from regulation.
In a statement, Pennsylvania Independent Oil and Gas Association President Dan Weaver said the DEP report is distorting data. He didn't offer any examples or evidence to back that up. He says industry has been trying to work with the agency to create, quote, reasonable regulations, but says that most efforts have been ignored. DEP didn't respond directly to those claims, but said the report was meant to highlight possible environmental threats and ensure compliance. John Ryder, the director of district oil and gas operations at DEP, says the review brings more focus to what inspectors already see in the field.
More importantly, in my mind, is trying to decipher like which violations are cited more often. So again, we can focus what limited resources we do have.
Failure to plug wells that are no longer being used was the most common violation in the last 5 years. Those wells aren't just empty holes in the ground. Leftover methane, the main component of natural gas, can get into and pollute water supplies. If the gas builds up in a home, it could cause an explosion. And methane can leak into the atmosphere, where it has 80 times the warming power of carbon dioxide over a two-decade period. If a company shirks responsibility for plugging a well, the job and the cost fall to the state, which already has an estimated 200,000 legacy wells to clean up. It costs $30,000 on average to plug one well. Ankit Jain with the Sierra Club says allowing more wells to go unplugged could jeopardize federal money meant to help.
You can't just be, plugging your finger in the hole as the hole gets wider. Until you address the fundamental problem of the oil and gas industry abandoning wells as a business model, you're not going to solve the problem.
DEP says it already has some tools that could get drillers to send in their required reports, prevent drilling fluid spills, and clean up their old wells. The report recommends creating standards so the agency can move more quickly from recognizing a problem to sending an official notice, levying a fine, or seizing a company's assets if the driller doesn't respond. But the agency needs more staff. Former DEP Secretary Patrick McDonnell, who now leads Penn Future, says the report is proof.
At some point, somebody's going to have to go out and inspect the site. At some point, somebody's going to have to do compliance follow-up.
Governor Tom Wolf ordered this review of state data, but it will fall to the new Shapiro administration to decide what to do with the findings. Representative Vitale, who has served as a lawmaker for 3 decades, says the governor's support will be paramount.
Nothing big happens in Harrisburg unless the governor is behind it.
Josh Shapiro stressed accountability for polluters during his time as attorney general and in his campaign for governor, but his team did not respond to multiple requests for comment for this report. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.